How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 11 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is Tested. Ben Witherington III said, "In the Synoptic Gospels, there are two tests of Jesus, one just before the ministry begins, and one as it draws to a close in Gethsemane. The final test is not over until the king dies." Our text today is Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all of the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Before Jesus begins his ministry, he undergoes a threefold test. Ben Witherington gives this observation. Notice that Matthew 4:1 says it is the Spirit that led Jesus out into the wilderness to be tested. By definition, God tests, intending to strengthen the believer's moral character, and the devil tempts, intending to destroy that character. And paradoxically enough, the same set of circumstances can be taken either as a test or a temptation, depending on how one responds. So, the Spirit sends Jesus into a test where Satan is allowed to tempt Jesus. Bruce Barton adds further insight. The word "then" indicates an important connection of the end of chapter 3 and beginning of chapter 4. The same Holy Spirit that sent Jesus to be baptized then sent Jesus into the wilderness. The temptation was a divine necessity to prove Jesus' messianic purpose. Led up by the Spirit, Jesus took the offensive against the enemy, Satan, by going into the lonely and desolate wilderness to face temptation. In the Old Testament, the wilderness, or desert, was a desolate and dangerous place where the wild animals lived. Devil, in Greek, means accuser. In Hebrew, the word Satan means the same. The devil tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden, and here he tempted Jesus in the wilderness. Satan is a fallen archangel. He is a real created being, not symbolic, and is constantly fighting against those who follow and obey God. The verb "to be tempted" describes continuous action because Jesus was tempted constantly during the 40 days. The word "tempted" means to put to the test, to see what good or evil strengths or weakness exist in a person. The Spirit compelled Jesus into the wilderness where God put Jesus to the test, not to see if Jesus was ready, but to show that he was ready for his mission. Satan, however, had other plans. He hoped to thwart Jesus' mission by tempting Jesus to do evil. Satan tried to get Jesus to declare his kingship prematurely. Satan tried to get Jesus to take his messianic power into his own hands and to forsake his Father's will. If Jesus had given in his mission on earth to die for our sins and give us the opportunity to have eternal life, would have been lost. Jesus battled against Satan's temptations and was victorious through the Spirit's test because he relied on the truth of God's word. Satan sought to twist God's word to tempt Jesus to be selfish. Yet, Jesus completely obeyed God's word in submission to the Father's will so that he could become our Savior. R.C. Sproul writes, "People say that the Bible is the word of God, but still take that word and twist it to support what they want it to do. And this violates the principles for interpreting Scripture. The first principle of interpretation we call the analogy of faith, which means that Scripture is its own interpreter. In other words, we are to interpret Scripture with Scripture. God never speaks a lie, and his word is coherent and unified. God never contradicts himself. Therefore, what he says in the book of Judges can never contradict what he says in Ephesians. If we set one part of Scripture against another part of Scripture, we violate the most fundamental principle of biblical interpretation, and that is exactly what Satan was doing. During the season of Lent, we can learn a great deal from Jesus' example. First, we must know the true meaning and application of God's word so that we won't compromise and miss God's will. Second, rather than debating whether we are being tested or tempted, our focus should be on our response, because finding victory over temptation helps us pass the tests of life. Here are some questions to consider. The Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness where Satan tempted him. How does this relate to James 1:13, which reads, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone." What does Matthew 4:1 through 11 teach us about Jesus' knowledge of God's word? In each temptation, Satan challenged Jesus to use his abilities, will, and resources for his own benefit, instead of simply trusting in the Father's plan and timing. Where are you currently being tempted to use your abilities, will, and resources to achieve your desired ends without trusting in God's plan and timing? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.